If you are picking up that phone and calling 888 or 877-291-0123, know how grateful I am. I do appreciate you supporting what we do here. And look, my job here is, well, the nature of my show really is to give you a look at life through the eyes of faith. And this show is a news and current event-driven show. I give you a look at what's unfolding in the culture, what's unfolding in politics, what's unfolding in science and health, what's unfolding within the church. You know, it's a real mixed bag here. And sometimes I had to deliver bad news. Other times, well, I got some good news. And you got to hear this story. Look, the cause of life is something that we've often championed. For years now, we've had pro-life activists demanding that Planned Parenthood lose, I think they get something like $530 million a year in government funding. I mean, to me, that was always insane, right? A half a billion dollars to Planned Parenthood? That's your taxpayer money going to a group that is responsible for killing the most unborn children in the womb. I don't know about you. I personally have a problem with that. It has never sat right with me. You know, I look at all these people who are kneeling, you know, during the national anthem and for the flag. I wish everybody would kneel, you know, in protest of how many children go to death every day in this country. Nobody seems to have a real problem with that. Yet this is now the law of the land. This demand, you know, has really gone unheeded for many years when it comes to Planned Parenthood. People say, why are you funding this group? I conscientiously object to my money going to them. I don't want a penny going to Planned Parenthood. Well, the federal government announced recently some changes to the Title X funding program, which requires that any facility that receives federal money, right, any facilities that get federal monies, even in the plural, of course, you know, whether they distribute contraceptives, they cannot refer any woman for an abortion. So it's a very common tactic for Planned Parenthood, you know, and then according to Planned Parenthood, they're calling this a gag rule, right? So they've decided that they can't live with the decision, and they're going to decline $60 million in federal taxpayer dollars rather than not be able to refer poor women for abortions. Oh, we're going to go for the $60 million. You know why? That $60 million is going to come in donations to them. People, they'll make that up in a heartbeat. They're still getting almost a half a billion dollars. You know, that's about 12% of their annual federal grants. And while it may not seem like much, it is a start, though. It is a real victory. You know, I was reading about this right before the broadcast, and I went to two news sources. One, I saw a report out of the New York Times, and I can't tell you how liberal the reporting on this was. They made it look like the Trump administration was, you know, enemy number one here. And then I went to a Catholic outlet, and they talked about really what the law was all about, and two totally types of different reporting on the issue. So be careful what you read. All right. Careful what your news source is when it comes to this issue. I hope you turn to me. That's why I bring to you people like Mallory Quigley. She's a spokesperson for the Susan B. Anthony List, and they're always on the front line of this issue. You can learn more about them at sba-list.org. sba-list.org. That's Susan B. Anthony List. Great resource for you. And Mallory, thanks for joining me today.
Drew, thank you so much for having me on and for talking about this issue. I really appreciate it.
I always have found it just an absolute conundrum. Why does Planned Parenthood get a half a billion dollars of our taxpayer dollars? And why isn't there more outrage over it? You know, as I said, people mm-hmm. protest the national anthem over all sorts of things, and that's a whole other conversation. But there should be greater outrage over your tax dollars, especially those of us that object to this, going to support an organization that is accused of all sorts of abuses, let alone the murder of so many children.
Right. I completely agree. And I think for a long time, Planned Parenthood has sort of been, you know, bathed in this rosy glow, you know, thanks to some in the pro-abortion media and a lot of people just not knowing that they are the nation's largest abortion business. I mean, Planned Parenthood right there, you know, the deception starts with the name. And so we've been working really steadily over, you know, the last more than 50 years to expose the lies, expose the truth about Planned Parenthood, their racist and eugenicist origins. And there is growing support for defunding Planned Parenthood. And for the first time, you know, in 2016, we had a presidential candidate commit to working to defund Planned Parenthood, and the administration is really doing all that they can, starting with this change in the Title X grant program. This is something that President Reagan tried to do, similar regulations to, look, just draw a bright line of separation between abortion and quote-unquote family planning. I mean, it's not just about referrals. There are actually places where in one room they're doing Title X family planning counseling, and then in the next room over or across the hall, that's where they perform the abortions. And taxpayer money has been going to Planned Parenthood through Title X. They've used it as an absolute slush fund. I mean, this is money that can be used for advertising. It can be used to pay electricity bills. There's really not been enough regulation on the use of the money. So that's why we're so pleased with this rule and what it means. You know, we're taking out, well, Planned Parenthood is giving up their second largest source of funding, and it's $60 million. It's definitely not enough, but it's a start.
What do you make of the reporting that you see on this? I don't know if you've seen any. I mean, this is relatively new news.
I have.
Give me your take on it then. That's just my own observation.
Well, I mean, I've seen some stories where they're absolutely, they're starting and they're talking about all of the good stuff, quote unquote, that Planned Parenthood does and how this is going to impact low-income women. And they're talking about, Planned Parenthood is dipping into quote unquote emergency funds to make up the difference. And here's a reminder, emergency funds. Remember, Planned Parenthood reported $244 million in excess revenue on their last annual report, $1.8 billion in net assets. I mean, I can't even comprehend how much money that is. And that's, when news outlets are reporting about Planned Parenthood dipping into emergency funds, I mean, that's just, they're trying to make Planned Parenthood out to be a victim when they're really not. And what's gone sorely underreported is the fact that what have taxpayers gotten for their investment in Planned Parenthood. If you analyze their annual reports over the last 10 years, abortion is the only thing to go up or remain consistent. Their cancer screening, we know they don't do mammograms, their cancer screenings have dramatically declined, and even contraception, which as Catholics, we have a different view on this, but Planned Parenthood says contraception is their number one thing and it's not abortion, but their contraceptive services have dramatically declined as well. So the only thing that taxpayers have been getting for their investment into Planned Parenthood is more abortion.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is before they've taken this before the Ninth Circuit, right? Court of Appeals?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most liberal courts in our country. Any concerns about how that'll shake out?
Well, so far, it's been a wonderful surprise. Obviously, yes, the Ninth Circuit is the most liberal of all the circuit courts, and it's been good news after good news. The Ninth Circuit ruled on Friday. Well, they said none of the judges wanted to have even a vote to see if they should have an injunction, prevent this rule from going into action during the litigation. So it's great that thanks to the Ninth Circuit, these nationwide injunctions on the rule that have been advocated for by different judges here and there have been overruled, and the rule itself is going to be in action while we have ongoing litigation. And the Ninth Circuit even pointed out Rust versus Sullivan. That was the Supreme Court case that the Reagan administration, during the Reagan administration, which upheld very similar regulations. So the precedent is on our side. It's on the pro-life side in this case.
That's good news. Hey, Mallory, thanks for being here. It's good to talk with
my
you
pleasure.
Today. So if people want to connect to Susan B. Anthony, sba-list.org is your website, right? Lots of resources there. And they can, join up for your email list, too. You have one of those as well, don't you?
Absolutely. We'd love to connect with all the listeners so they can hear about this. We'll be keeping people updated on this Title X litigation and everything we're doing to advance life-saving law and policy.
Sounds great. Well, thank you. Keep up the good fight. We're behind you here, okay? We'll talk again.
God bless.
God bless you. That's Mallory Quigley, spokesperson for the Susan B. Anthony list. And again, check them out, sba-list.org, if you want truth and a perspective on a lot of these issues. Let me just share with you something I saw very quickly. I'll show you how biased is the word I'm looking for, that the media is, right? So I go to a story right before the broadcast here, and the New York Times was reporting that Planned Parenthood might, you know, withdraw from Title X funding, right? Listen to this. I'll just share this with you. Planned Parenthood will announce on Monday afternoon it will withdraw from Title X, the family planning program, rather than comply with a new Trump administration rule that restricts health providers can say about abortion. The Trump administration's new rule said that while clinics accepting Title X could continue to talk to patients about abortion, they couldn't refer women to an abortion provider or suggest that they obtain an abortion. Okay, so far so good. Now listen to this. Here's how it changes. That distinction may seem subtle, they say, but Planned Parenthood and many other organizations, including the American Medical Association, say the restriction would force them to withhold medical information from patients. It would interfere with doctor-patient relationship. It would deny pregnant women the range of available options available to them. And they say, quote, Trump's administration is trying to force us to keep information from our patients. The gag rule's unethical. It's dangerous. And we will not subject this to our our patients. Basically, they want the right to be able to send their women to go ahead and to have an abortion. And they're making it seem like the Trump administration is interfering with, you know, the American Medical Association, with doctors, with everything. This is overreaching, and the government's getting in the way. Let me give you a different article. That's the New York Times, okay? Very liberal take on it. They should be journalists. They should be objective and report the facts, not spew their bias. And that's what we get. This comes from, I think, the Catholic News Service is a story I saw here, or it was Crux. It was one of those places. Listen to a different tone and different message. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood's Federation of America told the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that the organization would have to withdraw from Title X program by the close of business on August 19th, absent some sort of judicial relief. The appeals court is hearing the legal challenge to Trump's administration rule to protect administration's Protect Life rule to bar Title X funds from being used to promote or provide abortions for family planning. And it goes on to say, you know, they talk about the decision in the court. It was a 7-4 decision. Basically, they go through and they say in the article here, they explain why this is being done. It says the HHS rule requires clear financial and physical separation between Title X funded projects and programs or facilities where abortion is a method of family planning. This separation ensures the adherence of statutory restrictions and provides needed clarity for the public and for Title X clinics about plausible and impermissible activities for Title X projects. I mean, basically, what they're saying here is Title X was never meant to fund abortions. The law is really clear. And what is being proposed right now is a real distortion. They're trying to act like the Trump administration is you know, interfering with the medical care of pregnant women. The reality is they're just holding true to the meaning of the initial law, you know, and they're not going to feed the distortion and the myth that is being promoted right now by the liberal media and by Planned Parenthood. You know, if this is, Congress is very clear, Title X was never meant to fund abortions. Two totally different stories, right? Two totally different stories there. I hope you turn to Relevant Radio for good, clear, rock-solid information. I intend to give it to you every day. I need to take a quick break. In fact, I'm going to ask you to get to the phone right now. If you value what I do, if you love this network, and if you believe that we need to broadcast truth, please call 877-291-0123 right now and make a pledge. Do it right now. I'm going to go back to the call center. Matt Beardsley's back there. This is my first update of the drive. Matt, how's everything going?
Drew, good afternoon. Here we are again, another pledge drive and another $2.3 million goal that we need to make by Friday night. We're off to a great start, but we got to keep that momentum going. You can hear the phones ringing behind me. People are calling 877-291-0123. Listen, you can also give online at relevantradio.com or use that Relevant Radio app, but I love hearing these phones ring. 877-291-0123. Taking a look at the board. Susan in Cedar Park, Texas has given a $1,000 gift. Wayne in Joliet, Illinois, $50. Rosanna in Chicago, Illinois, $50. Another gift from Elizabeth in Wausau, Wisconsin, $10. A $100 gift from Teresa in Hacienda Heights, California. And Paul in Yarmouth, Maine, $240. Once again, that number is 877-291-0123. Don't wait till Friday. Reach out and respond right now. 877-291-0123. You can also give online at relevantradio.com or on your smartphone or mobile device using the Relevant Radio app.